Hello and welcome to today's first episode of Manchester History's Insight into Threads of a City project. A city is usually mapped through its streets, buildings and skylines, but what if a city could be mapped in thread? Over the past few months, the Threads of a City Manchester Tapestry project has brought together artists, community groups and local residents to create a collective textile portrait of Manchester. Through research design and later shared stitching sessions, people have gathered to tell stories, exchange memories and weave their experiences into the fabric of the city. In today's episode, we will explore how this tapestry came to life, speaking with the project lead, organisers and community participants who are working together to weave Manchester's histories into this extraordinary artwork. To start, we're joined by the project lead, Lisa Gold, who will tell us more about the ideas behind the project and how it all began. Hi Lisa, thank you so much for being here today. Before we start, could you briefly introduce yourself, please, and your role in this project?
Sure. So I'm Dr. Lisa Gold. I'm a senior lecturer at Manchester Metropolitan University. I teach history, politics, and philosophy, and I also have a personal textile practice. I am the project manager. I came up with this idea 2 years ago.
So for listeners who might not be familiar with the project, could you start by telling us a little bit about what the Threads of a City project actually is?
Sure. So Threads of a City is a tapestry project which is based on the history of Manchester. And it starts from 1853 when Manchester was incorporated as a city, and it goes up to the present day. It was difficult to make that decision because obviously you want to start at the beginning of settlement in the area, but it was far too big a subject to cover in the two-year period that we had. So that's that.
And who has been taking part in this project? Who are the community members, individuals who have been taking part in the project?
So it is a mixture of a number of different people. It's students from all different areas of the university. It's artists in and around Manchester. And it is members of the community at large in Greater Manchester. So there are people all the way from Barry to Wigan and all points in between. I'm also working with Manchester Histories, who works with a number of communities, and a 60 plus group of people have come together to work on the research and design elements, which is phase two of the project.
And I've kind of noticed what a sort of diverse group of people we've had so far, people from different ages, different backgrounds. I think that we're always trying to diversify and get more people involved from different areas. Is this something that you intentionally want, like, you know, sort of representing people from different groups in Manchester to cover the different themes?
Yes, absolutely. So Manchester is a multicultural city. So it was very important from the onset that we had a very diverse group of people representing as many nationalities, religions, creeds, whatever. We just wanted everybody to take part because the tapestry is about Manchester. It's created by the people of Manchester for the people of Manchester.
Yeah, so that leads us on quite nicely to the next question, which is what do the sessions usually look like? So we're on, what week are we on now?
Seven.
Week seven now. So could you just let us know in the 7 weeks that we've been doing it for, what kind of happens when everyone has been coming together and what do the sessions usually look like?
So the sessions start off with me speaking to everybody and thanking them for showing up yet again, which is lovely because we have many, many people who have been here since the very first session. And then they really just get stuck in. So we change panel topics every 3 weeks. This week seven is the start of new panels. So that was very exciting because I go around and ask people which new topics they want to research for the next 3 weeks. And then they really get into it. And one of the key things is, you know, the panel topics have not been assigned to people. It's been really important to me for people to choose the topics that they feel passionate about. And I think that that's made a real difference. And it's just such a lovely atmosphere.
Yeah, I think the 3 week structure, I think, has been working really nicely, because I think when we've been looking over the research at the end of it, receiving feedback at the end of each of the 3 weeks, it's been so exciting. A lot of the research has been, and I think that's been a really kind of lovely collaborative way of working. And also it's like I feel that it's almost a mini celebration at the end of the 3 weeks of like, we've got another panel, we've got so much research, yeah. Well done, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's been really nice to, yeah, sort of witness and be a part of.
Yeah, and today was a really exciting day because we saw the first draft of the first finished panel design, and people were so thrilled and talking about how, you know, each week they see how it's really coming together more and more, and they're so excited about it. And the smiles on people's faces is just, it's really wonderful.
It's wonderful, wonderful to hear. So thank you very much for that, Lisa. Thank you so much for your insight and telling us a bit about the project. While the creative side of the project is really inspiring, a project like this also needs strong organisational support behind the scenes. Alongside supporting historical research and helping shape the creative direction of the work, Manchester Histories also supports the practical operations and management that keeps the project moving. We're also joined today by Katie McKeever from Manchester Histories. Hi Katie, thanks for joining us today. To begin, could you briefly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role at Manchester Histories?
Hi, I'm the Community Development Producer for Manchester Histories, and this role includes delivering workshops, organising exhibitions and events in the Manchester Histories Hub in Central Library.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously we've been using the Hub in Central Library, and working with such a big amount of people, all with different ideas, it's definitely not a one-man job to kind of facilitate all of that. So it's been great having the Manchester Histories team. Yeah, I feel that Manchester Histories has played a massive role in the project so far.
Thank you. Yeah, and another thing is that we do have an amazing network of contacts that we've and connections that we've built up around Manchester. So a lot of the participants have come from other events and workshops and exhibitions that we've done over the past. It's really great to have those people joining on this project, and I think that's one of our strengths that we're bringing to the project as well.
Yeah, and it was really nice to have some, I mean, pre-existing connections. I think that's really helped people kind of open up and work together. I mean, I think that's been really nice to have it kind of have a pre-existing sort of community feel.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so what made Manchester Histories interested in getting involved in the project?
So Manchester Histories has a close working relationship with MMU and have worked with them for many years. So this project is a continuation of that partnership built up by Karen, our CEO, and the rest of the team. When we heard about the project, it was something that fitted with our work and our values, and we were really excited to get involved with it. We engage with a lot of different communities with our work, and like I just said, it's like one of the biggest strengths that we're bringing to the project is this community network. And we really want to make sure that as many different people get to access this project as possible. So yeah, it's really nice to have the different generations across students and then the public, and just, yeah, helping to create a diverse community to make this project happen.
So have there been any challenges or unexpected difficulties while organising or supporting the project?
Yeah, so true collaboration isn't always easy, and we're constantly working with participants to shape the project and learn as we go. we're super lucky to have a lot of people involved, and it's really important that everyone feels valued and supported in what they bring. That's one of the things that when there are so many people involved, well, you want to make sure they know that their input is valued and celebrated. And as with any history or heritage project, there are some difficult parts of history that will be brought up. And as in Manchester's past, there's a lot of contentious topics that are difficult and also really difficult to represent visually, which is what we're trying to do with this project. So it's inevitable that these conversations are going to come up, where we talk about the different ways in which difficult topics can be represented. And the most important thing is just to have open communication, respectful communication, and not shy away from these topics, but open it up, talk about them, consider them, and make sure everyone gets to have their opinion heard, but also in a way that's respectful and that's productive for the project. And another thing that we're gonna do is there are still things that they feel that they can't share publicly. So one thing that Abby and I are sorting out at the moment is sending around a anonymous feedback form. People can write their names if they want, just so we can really check in with people about how they're thinking and feeling about the project, just because we always want to be doing our best for them.
Yeah. I think Manchester Histories has been really successful in doing that and kind of turning feedback into a sort of positive output, which is, I think, really good and important in projects like this.
Yeah, thank you. That's how you view it as well, because especially for a collaborative project, that is the only way for it to be truly collaborative, is to evolve the actual process of the project with people's involvement and what they want it to be. Another challenge, I think, of this project is because it's quite a long-term project, we need to keep the people involved as engaged as possible over a period of about 2 years, which is quite a long time. It's been amazing so far how many people have been committed to the project and enthusiastic about it. But yeah, it's having the feedback and then working on those improvements or making it as enjoyable and as easy as possible for the people taking part is something that will help, hopefully, the commitment of people to the project, so that we can keep building on the energy over the few years that the project is on for.
Yeah, definitely. And from your perspective, what does this project mean for Manchester Histories?
So, yeah, it really closely aligns with our values, as at Manchester Histories we aim to reveal, share and celebrate the diverse histories of Greater Manchester. Projects like this really allow us to work collaboratively with communities to ensure that all voices are heard and valued, especially those that have been overlooked. And this supports our vision of using history to create a fairer and more inclusive future. We also believe that history should be accessible and relevant to everyone, and I think this project really does that through the visual elements and through making the tapestry panels represent different periods of Manchester's history in ways that people who might not have learnt about those things before will be able to engage with it.
Yeah, and I mean, something that I found really interesting as well, I've kind of been keeping track of everything each week and sort of summarising it. One of the groups who was working on the migration panel had mentioned a Somali community, and through their research, it had linked back to another exhibition that had happened in Manchester Central Library in 2019, which was celebrating Somali voices in Moss Side. And a lot of the research that the teams have been coming up with link back to things that Manchester Histories has already done or that Manchester Central Library have done. And I think as well, being in that space, I mean, being working with your organisation and being in that setting makes those values sort of come to life, really.
Yeah, that's great. That's a really nice way of putting it, and I totally agree, I think.
Yeah. Is there anything that Manchester Histories wants to convey to the public through this project?
Yeah, so we emphasise that everyone has a story to tell and that every person's history is important and deserves to be shared. So I think Manchester Histories really wants to convey that histories matter and they should matter to everyone. And through our projects, we want to show that understanding and sharing diverse histories helps people feel represented. It helps to build connections and community connections, and it creates, or it can help to create, a stronger and more inclusive society. So yeah, we really think that histories matter because they also help to shape the future.
Yeah, I can really see how with all of the different stories to cover and all of the different kind of places and people that are coming up, that this can become a really big and inclusive and diverse sort of piece of work. Thank you again, Katie, for sharing that perspective. It's been lovely having you. So far, the Threads of a City project has run around 14 sessions and brought together hundreds of people from different backgrounds across Manchester. But beyond the organisers and institutions, the heart of the project really lies in the participants themselves. We're really happy to also be joined by two participants who took part in almost every session in the project. Hi Annie, hi Jana, thank you both for joining us today. Before we start, could you please briefly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role in this project?
Hi, I'm Jana. My role in the project is more on the history side, that's more of my strength. I love researching history, so that's primarily what I'm doing, and secondarily I'll have a go at stitching and sewing and the craft side, thank you.
Hi, I came into it because I was really interested in the stitching. I'm not an historian, it doesn't come easy to me, but when we arrived on the first day, I realised that the stitching wasn't going to start till the September. So I decided I would stay and hang around and try and contribute where possible. And I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would.
I think Manchester has an amazing history, doesn't it? So I think even if you're not necessarily, if you didn't know about it before, I think we've all learned a lot, haven't we? So yeah, lovely to hear that. What has it been like taking part in the sessions to date? So what kinds of things have you been working on in your group? What kind of things have you enjoyed? Just tell us a little bit about your experience so far.
Definitely the people, brought them here, the backgrounds and what we have in common. I love music. Music is culture. Manchester's got so much to say about music. Manchester's got such a strong influence on the music scene globally. So when I have a conversation about the music project that I was working on with the group, hearing everyone's input in regards to where they came in, which era of music influenced them, which events and clubs and music they listened to, and I said my contributions, which locations and festivals and artists that I listened to that was Manchester influenced, Manchester based, and learning the history of artists and songwriters and promoters. It's just so vast. I loved it, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a panel all about music, haven't we? And I remember last week seeing some of the different artists that have been brought up that you'd mentioned, and seeing how they were going to be presented on the panel. And I think it's something quite specific to Manchester, isn't it? Like, that was really exciting.
And I'm born and bred in Manchester. I left for a little while, came back, and like Shana, the people, it's been really nice getting to know people, learning their backgrounds, and I worked on parks, nature, public spaces and rivers the first 3 weeks, and that was my initial jump into doing some research on history. And I knew a little bit, and I particularly chose two areas I didn't know much about. So even though I'm born and bred in Manchester, I found out quite a lot of new things that I didn't know existed. And it's been great, actually, researching and finding images that could go on the panels. And a little bit, I was part of a small part on the music scene, and it brought back lots of lovely memories from my early days in Manchester. It's been great.
Yeah, I think there's such an amazing historical and social kind of background to all of that research, and I loved reading about that. And I think it's lovely what you were both saying about the people that you've met, because we've got quite a diverse sort of age range here and people from different backgrounds and different experiences. Speaking for myself and from what I've heard, it seems to me that the conversation has flowed quite easily, and everyone's sort of fitted in quite well. So, I mean, that seems to be what I've gathered.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think the first week or the second week, I was on a table with all textile people, and I different ages to me. I was the eldest, and there was somebody who was young enough to be my granddaughter, and yet we all got on brilliantly well together, and everyone was listening carefully to what everybody had to say. They allowed people to contribute. Yeah, it's been lovely, absolutely lovely.
So how did participating in this project make you feel about the city or the community around you? Has your perception on Manchester changed?
It's made me have more of a passion for Manchester, because I probably wouldn't have looked at some of the things that I'm looking at. And also, even though I'm Manchester born and bred, I am Manchester City born and bred. So there's lots of the other 10 boroughs that I didn't know an awful lot about, and it's made me more interested, and I would probably want to go and visit some of those boroughs to find out more or see the things that I'm reading about.
Yeah, following on from what you were saying there, what I thought was interesting was sitting with different groups. So when we completed the music aspect in regards to the contribution there, sat with other groups made in Manchester, and I thought it was quite interesting. So even though I'm sitting with them listening in and seeing what they drafted already, I was pleased in regards to I contributed, and I tried to represent different boroughs for different contributions.
Yeah, it's been really interesting hearing some of those conversations, and I think I agree with both of you in that I'm kind of more from sort of southeast of Manchester, and hearing about North Manchester and some of the boroughs that I've sort of never visited, because Greater Manchester is so vast, isn't it? Particularly with some of the parks that I was reading in your research, I sort of thought, oh, I'd quite like to go there. So yeah, I think for me as well, it's broadened my sort of idea of Greater Manchester. So, final question, would you recommend this kind of community project to others in the future?
I think I love being part of a community. I'm in a community choir and I've always done things in the community, and I think it's a great way to get to know people, to learn about the area. And this project is twofold, because, well, it's threefold, isn't it? It's got the historical side of it. There's an opportunity for people to get involved in the designing of the panels, and then there's every opportunity to do some stitching. And even if you're not particularly well crafted in your skills in sewing, I think everybody will have the opportunity to do something, and then they're out there for posterity, so it's wonderful to be part of something.
I think everyone, if they have the opportunity, which I would say everyone does have the opportunity, they should come and share their voice, share their experiences. Like I said, when I hopped onto different groups and I raised my voice and gave my contributions, I think there's a lot that we've missed off. So there's lots more voices that we need to contribute in regards to what people remember about Manchester and the contributions of different demographics and generations and what have you. So yeah, I think everyone should take the opportunity to get involved, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's what's quite nice about the project as well, is I feel that there's a sense that this is a growing project, and as we find more information and more themes from different places, it almost feels as though it could be a never-ending sort of project, which would be quite nice actually. So yeah, that's lovely to hear, and I'm so glad that you've enjoyed your experience so far. Thank you very much for sharing it. Over the past few months, the Threads of a City Manchester Tapestry Project has brought together hundreds of people through a series of weekly sessions, turning personal memories and everyday experiences into a shared piece of art. Stitch by stitch, the tapestry has grown into something more than just fabric. It's a reflection of Manchester's stories, communities and connections. From organisers to first-time participants, everyone has added their own thread to the city's collective memory. Thank you to all of our guests for sharing their stories with us today, and thank you for listening. We hope this episode has given you a new way to think about how a city can be remembered one stitch at a time. See you next time here on Manchester Histories.